At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The two U.S. senators from Texas are split over their chamber's version of a bill to replace the Affordable Care Act. Ted Cruz yesterday said he couldn't back the bill. Three other GOP senators did the same. The Senate can only afford two no votes from Republicans and still pass the measure. John Cornyn supports it, and yesterday on the Senate floor, he said he was open to negotiations.
You have to start somewhere, and this is where we're going to start. And then we'll have a process next week whereby any senator who has an amendment to the bill has an absolute right to file that amendment and get a vote on it.
The Better Care Reconciliation Act eliminates the individual mandate requiring people to purchase health insurance. It also phases out certain benefits insurance plans are currently required to provide, such as preventive care screenings, emergency room visits, maternal and newborn care, and lab tests. However, the plan keeps some popular Obamacare provisions, such as barring denial of coverage based on pre-existing conditions, also allowing people to stay on a parent's health insurance plan until age 26. Senate leaders hope to pass the bill before the July 4th recess. The House already passed its version of a repeal and replace bill last month. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram this week got its first new editor in nearly two decades. Lauren Gustis comes from Fort Collins, where she was the editor of the Coloradoan. She talks to Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
Newsroom cuts aren't really news anymore. The shrinkage at the Star-Telegram has been pretty dramatic. Roughly 70 or so people in the newsroom now. One-fifth of the staff a decade and a half ago. What's a talented 36-year-old doing in a business that seems to be in such trouble?
I'm no stranger to cuts. I think I started in the business when they were most severe in 2006, 7, 8, mm-hmm. 9, in some really tough markets. And I'm still here. And the reason I think I'm still here is because I love the journalism. You know, every day we get to walk in the door and we get to tell stories. And we get to tell stories that hopefully make a difference in people's lives. And that's incredibly inspiring.
You're replacing Jim Witt, who sat in this chair for almost 20 years. That's got to be a challenge. What will you do that he didn't?
You know, I'm having lunch with Jim this week, so I'm eager to learn a little bit more about, you know, what his legacy is, and I think that's really important. I'm also going to connect with other former Star-Telegram employees, people in the community who have been here for a long, long time. I think it's really important to understand the history of a place or an organization before you begin to set about trying to make change. You know, we need to understand our readers. We need to be flexible and nimble enough to answer their questions. And I think that's where my approach will shape what the Star-Telegram is going to do.
Now, McClatchy, the company that owns the Star-Telegram, has laid out a new vision on producing stories that get a lot of digital traffic and dropping some of the dutiful stuff. Mm-hmm. Isn't this a step away from the idea of the local newspaper as the paper of record for a community?
I think the local newspaper can continue to be the paper of record for a community. What I don't think the local newspaper can do is continue to be the paper of record for the state or the country. And so that's where I think we can find some opportunity to double down on local news. Now, having said that, we did a lot of things just because we've always done them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we don't continue to go down that road, because if we do, we won't be here 5-10 years on down the road. And I think we need to be here.
It's interesting because part of the legacy of the Star-Telegram, I mean, the last Pulitzer the paper won was for photography in Liberia, mm-hmm. I believe.
But there was a local tie there, you know, and that's one thing I want to be really clear on. I want to be smart about how we use our resources. But if there's a story worth going for, we're going to go for it. We're going to spend the money to get there, and we're going to allocate the reporter, videographer, producer resources to spend time on that story. The Star-Telegram spent 5 months working on the recent project they did on child welfare. Mm-hmm. You know, they embedded in the Las Vegas Trails neighborhood, and that was a really powerful package, right? So we need to learn how to live high, and we need to learn how to say no to some things that will enable us to live high.
You were the sports editor in Reno before Fort Collins, and you're coming to a paper with one of the first female sports editors,
yes.
Celeste Williams, who died last month. How do you build on that legacy at a time when a lot of sports sections in the country have few or no women?
News media puts out diversity data every year, and overwhelmingly we perform poorly. And I think both in our coverage and in our composition, we have opportunities to get better. And I think on my, you know, the day that I was announced here, we talked about that. And so it starts with recruiting, right, and relationships. And I'm confident that there are some good folks out there.
In your last job, you helped push some pretty significant changes to Colorado's open records laws through the state legislature. That's a role that would make some journalists uncomfortable. Activists, yeah. Not just reporter. Did you feel uncomfortable in that role?
I think journalists hold some universal values, and among them is the right to a free press, a free and open press, transparency, right? These are things that would be hard to argue against as a journalist, mm-hmm. and those are values that I'm very comfortable owning. And that doesn't mean that we won't be critical of organizations that aren't doing right by those values, but it does enable us to say, here's a hill, we're gonna stand on it, and we're gonna own our responsibility to this value. And for me, that was, you know, the open records work in Colorado.
Lauren Gustis, new executive editor of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks.
Sunny skies, a high near 99 in the forecast today. We've also got a 70% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. Overnight low around 73. Tomorrow's high only up to around 81. It's 80 degrees now in Dallas, 79 in Fort Worth, 71 in Wichita Falls, and 80 degrees in Tyler,